Hi, my name is Ari Kaplan. Today we're going to be learning Shkalim, Chapter 7, Mishnahs 5 and 6. So, Mishnah 5 begins, Barishona, originally, Hayimimashkinen et Motzi'seha, ad shehu mevi nisacheha. So, this is sort of a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We dealt with, if you find animals, certain types of animals or olos and certain types were shlamim and certain types of psachim. So what would happen was the person who found it originally, we would take collateral from that person and say to them that not only you did this nice deed, but by the way, you're financially on the hook to pay for the wine libation and the flour and the oil that comes along with this animal. And we held on to something from him, Aju Mevi Nisah, until he actually would bring the wine and the flour and the oil. So what happened was that the people who were finding these animals were like, no way, we don't want to have to pay for for the wine, for the oil and the flowers. So they began abandoning them and fleeing. So once the rabbi saw this, Hiskinu Beistin, the Beistin established Yunisahecha Ba'in Mishel Tzibor, that the community would pay for, in this case, for a lost animal, the community would pay for its nisachim, which included in that were the wine libations and the flour and the oil for its mincha. That concludes the fifth Mishnah. Now the sixth Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Shiva Devarim Hiskinu Beistin, v'zeh Echamen. So, Beistin instituted seven ordinances, and this is one of them. So, the one we just learned, what are the other ones? Nachri Sheshalach Olaso Mevedinas Hayam. Vishalach ima nisachim craven mishelo. Vimlav craven mishel tzibor. So a non-Jew who sends a burnt offering from far away, and he sent with it nisachim, wines, and he couldn't have literally sent wines because we'd be fear that they were impure, so rather he sent the money to purchase wines or flour and oil from the Beis Hamikdash, craven mishelo. Then we will accept that his animal and his money and use his money to buy the wine, oil, and flour to go along with his olah. However, v'im lav, if not, craven mishel tzibor. Then, if he just sent an animal, because he didn't know about the concept of the wines and the flour and oil, the congregation would actually chip in to pay for this. And though in this case, we would only specifically pay for his sacrifice if he was from far away. Had he been nearby, the Beis Din would try to find him and let him know that it's not simply good enough just to send an animal, you also have to send the Nisachim. And the Mishnah continues, V'chein ger shemeis, so if a convert passes away, V'hiniach zvachim, and he left part of his property, there were zvachim, there were offerings that had to be offered, they left. Im yeshlo nisachim, if also part of his property he had set aside money to buy the proper wines and oils and flour to go with it, craven mishel, then we'll of course use his money. V'im lav, craven mishel tzibor. Then in this case, the community will chip in so his korbanos can be brought, and we will pay for his nisachim. Ooh, Sinai based in hu al kohen gadol, shemeis shetem minchaso kreva mishel tzibor. So what's this? That there's an obligation on the Kohen Gadol to bring a mincha every day. So if the Kohen Gadol died, and in the interim there had been no Kohen Gadol appointed as a successor, then the community would pay for this Kohen Gadol's mincha until the new Kohen Gadol would step up. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishel Yorshin. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. It was purchased, he says that, nope, that the Kohen Gadol's family, his heirs, would use their money to purchase his mincha until the new one would come. Ushlema haisa kreva. And he says that in this case it was offered whole. So what does that mean that the mincha is brought whole? So normally, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, he actually takes one whole mincha and he splits it up, gets part in the morning, part in the afternoon. However, when we're giving in the stead of the Kohen, everybody, this last line that it's brought whole, everyone agrees, not just Rabbi Yehuda, everyone agrees that it's brought as a whole. And there's a debate in the Yerushalmi, do they bring it twice as a whole, once in the morning as a whole, once in the afternoon, or just once as a whole. But either way, everyone agrees that it was brought as a whole. That concludes the sixth Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.